This is what Isaiah, Amos' son, saw concerning Judah and Israel. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of the mountains. It'll be lifted above the hills. Peoples will stream to it. Many nations will go and say, "Come, let's go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of Jacob's God, so that he may teach us in his ways, and we may walk in God's paths." Instructions will come from Zion, the Lord's word from Jerusalem. God will judge between the nations and settle disputes of mighty nations. Then they will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war. Come, house of Jacob, let's walk by the Lord's light. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Gracias, Señor, por tu amor y tu misericordia. As we listen to your word today, stir in us a renewed confidence in your promises. Let your spirit come and let us open our hearts and our minds in our spiritual eyes for your word. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, Oak friends and families. Most of you know me. My name's Crystal Ocampo Ruiz. It's a great honor to be here, a great privilege. And I'm the pastoral intern here for the academic year, which ends in April. And I'm so excited because I have one semester left. Yes. So seven down and one to go. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving with family and friends, and you shared your time, your food, your tables. And as we enter this new season of Advent and we reflect on the things that we are grateful for, maybe also reflect on the times that we're living and the hope that we're going to talk about this morning. As you, many of you know, we just wrapped up Y'all Saints season. I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun working with the sermons and creating. And now as we welcome this season of Advent, let us reflect on those things that our hearts long for: hope, peace, joy, and love. The word Advent derives from the Latin word advenire or adventus, which means to come or the arrival of. Advent is a Christian season of preparation that leads us towards Christmas. It begins on the fourth Sunday before Christmas, marking the start of a journey, not only through the liturgical calendar, as many as you know, but through the deepest longings of the human heart. During Advent, we remember that we live in the time between Jesus' first coming and his promise returned. So we're in the in-between, in the still and the not yet. We live in this world still marked by brokenness and disappointment and longing, but yet we also live as people shaped by this hope that refuses to fade in the darkness. Advent forms us to hold both truths at once, to lament the real hardships that we experience in this in-between time, and to lean forward with longing toward the renewed world that God has promised. So in this season, the church meditates on these things: hope, peace, joy, and love, each one shining like a candle in the darkness. Because Advent is a season of reflection and contemplation, it invites us to imagine hope that is different from the thin optimism our world often offers. Advent hope is rooted in the unchanging nature of God, in his faithful character, and in his promise to restore every part of his creation. This kind of hope does not minimize our pain, nor does it pretend that life will quickly improve. Instead, it looks directly at the darkness and still chooses trust. Trust that God's promises will come to pass because they rest on the bedrock of who he is. During this season, we often turn to the Gospel of Luke, which offers rich accounts of Christ's birth, Gabriel's announcement to Mary, Elizabeth's joyful blessing, and Mary's own song, the Magnificat. Yet we also turn to the prophet Isaiah, which we're going to be looking at in this season of Advent. Isaiah is sometimes called the Advent prophet because his words look forward with astonishing clarity to the coming Messiah and the world he would inaugurate. Isaiah was a prophet who spoke into a world filled with fear, with uncertainty, and moral drift. Living in Judah during a time of political turmoil and spiritual decline, he called God's people back to faithfulness while pointing them toward a future only God could create. Through Isaiah, God offered both honest judgment and unshakable hope, reminding his people that even in the darkest moments, God is still writing a story of redemption. Advent, in a sense, always begins in the dark, not because darkness has the final word, but because the light of God's promise shines brightest precisely when the world feels dim. Isaiah 2 was originally spoken to a people living in anxiety, in political turmoil, in spiritual confusion. Does that sound familiar? They did not need shallow comfort. They needed a deeper, truer hope. So God gave Isaiah a vision, not of what was visible around them, but of what will be when God's purposes triumph over human failures. This hope is not vague, positivity, or generic, things will get better someday, or the best is yet to come, as we often hear. It is a God-given vision of a future only he can bring. Advent is God declaring that the future is in his hands, and it does not have to remain dark. In the Hebrew scripture, the words most commonly used for hope, kavalah and yakal, also mean to wait. To hope in God is to wait with patient expectation, trusting that he will do what he has promised. And the same idea resonates beautifully in Spanish. I was sharing with Pastor and some of us. The word for hope in Spanish is esperanza. Esperanza comes from the Spanish word, the root is esperar, which means to wait. Esperar, esperanza, which means to wait. Hope in its truest form is not passive. It leans forward. It anticipates. It watches with steady eyes for God to move. Psalm 46:10 instructs us, "Be still and know that I am God." You see, being still does not mean doing nothing. It means preparing our hearts, anchoring our trust, and aligning our vision with God's. Like the nations in Isaiah's prophecy, we live in anticipation of God's kingdom. To be still is to wait expectantly, watching God work, even when we cannot yet see the outcome. Hope is both quiet and vibrant. It is steadfast. It's alert and forward-looking. This is Advent hope, waiting not with resignation, but with expectation for the day when Jesus will return and make all things new. Such hope empowers us to preserve, to act justly, to serve boldly, and to embody the restoration that Christ himself is bringing. Hope begins not with what we see, but with what God has promised us. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established. So Isaiah verses 1 and 2. Isaiah sees God's mountain lifted above every other hill, and he sees the nations streaming toward it. This is not the result of human triumph or political strength or their military power. These are the nations coming because God is there. God draws them to him. God initiates the movement. It's always God drawing us in. It's him inviting us. Advent reminds us that salvation always begins with God's initiative. In a world that often feels spiritually low, weighed down and forgotten, Isaiah announces elevation. God will raise up his kingdom, and his rule will one day be visible. It will be honored and uncontested. Hope begins with remembering that God's kingdom is unshakable, even when everything around us shakes. Hope is not tethered to the instability of politics or culture or economy. Hope is anchored in the unshakable reign of God. His mountain stands above the hills, above nations, above crisis, above fears, above stress, above depression, above anxiety, and above grief and loss. God's word flowing outward like a river, reshaping society, healing what is broken, and guiding people to peace. The nations do not come to negotiate with God. They come to learn from him. Advent centers us again on the Word made flesh, Jesus, who comes not only to forgive us, but to form us, to transform us. He calls us to be a people who reflect his character, embody his love, and live according to his ways. Real hope grows as we hear God's word, as we receive it, as we walk in it. People shaped by scripture become carriers of hope in a hurting world. They shall beat their swords into plowshares. This is the climax of Isaiah's vision. Notice that peace in God's kingdom is not merely the absence of war. It is a transformation of what once harmed into tools that give life. Weapons become gardening tools. Objects once created for destruction are repurposed for flourishing. This is more than nonviolence. It is redemption. It is not the result of human diplomacy, but the outcome of God's reign taking root. Isaiah's vision stands in stark contrast to our news cycles, to the fear and division that seem to define our age. Everywhere we look, we see people afraid. We see people feeling lost and forgotten. We see people being hopeless. And yet Advent insists that a deeper peace is possible. A peace that begins in the human heart and flows outward. Wars end because hearts are changed. Nations learn war no more, as the song said, because they are being shaped by God's ways. Even now, in the midst of darkness, the gospel is at work, transforming hearts, creating peace, and restoring what is broken. We trust, as her slogan says, in the slow work of God. Advent is a time of preparation, not just for Christmas, but for the kind of world God desires us to build, to be a part of. This verse reminds us that hope is active, not passively waiting. God calls us to turn our weapons into tools of growth. So let's meditate. What are those swords in our lives? Perhaps anger, grudges, division, quarrels. What are those thwarts that we can transform into the instruments of care and conversation and reconciliation? Prune what harms to allow life to flourish. So just as pruning hooks shape vineyards for better growth, Advent invites us to examine our hearts and our lives, letting go of habits or systems that hinder love, justice, and mercy. Hope is not naive, it's transformative. It requires courage, it requires persistence. It requires a faith that God's vision of peace is possible even in the darkest of times. Isaiah's prophecies are not the random predictions. They trace a consistent pattern. God enters the story precisely when humanity is at its lowest. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Verse 5 concludes. Isaiah ends this invitation not simply as a description. He calls God's people to begin living now as if that promise, as if that future that is promised, it's already on its way. Because it is. Advent is not passive waiting. It is an active preparation. We live now as citizens of the kingdom that is to come. If Christ is the King of Peace, then his people, us, must be people of peace. If Christ draws all nations to himself, then his people must practice welcome, reconciliation, and love. We are his children. Therefore, we shall imitate our Father. Imagine a world where we forgive before the world becomes forgiving, where we cultivate hope before the world feels hopeful, where we embody peace even when the world wages war. We are not the light. We are not. God is the light. But we are called to be keepers of the light. We carry the light. We reflect the light. We reveal it. We are light bearers. So as we walk in the light of the Lord, we become people of justice, of compassion, of truth, of mercy. People who draw others toward the hope that sustains us. So while we live in this esperanza, esperar, to wait, we know that we're waiting in stillness, but not in silence. Advent reminds us that God steps into darkness, not away from it. His presence does not avoid the broken places. It inhabits them. It transforms them. Isaiah's vision, it's not a fantasy or an escape from reality. It is fuel for endurance, for what is to come, for what we are creating. It is a reminder that while darkness is real, it is not final. Christ has come. Christ will come again. And in the meantime, we are invited, we are called to walk faithfully, courageously, and joyfully in his light. Because where God is, there is the light. So as we enter the season of hope, let us think about the ways that we can be the light that reflects the real light. God is the real light. Let us pray. Gracious and faithful God, Dios, te damos gracias por tu fidelidad. As we conclude this time of worship, we thank you. for the gift of Advent. This season that reminds us that in you, hope is never lost. You are the God who keeps promises, the light who breaks through our darkness, and the Savior who draws near to a waiting world. Lord, we humbly ask you to kindle our hearts a hope that does not fade, a hope rooted not in circumstances, but in the unshakable truth of your love. Teach us to wait with expectation, to trust with confidence, and to live as people who believe that your light is already on the horizon. May your hope strengthen the weary, lift the broken, and inspire us to carry your good news into every corner of our lives. Let our words, our actions, and our attitudes reflect that hope we have in Christ. Come, Lord Jesus, fill us with your peace. Surround us with your presence and guide us with your eternal hope. In the name of our coming Savior, Jesus Christ, we love you y te damos gracias y oramos.